This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. During the past few weeks, we've been focusing our study on Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." We've considered getting to know experientially God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Now let's focus our attention on being still and getting to know experientially God the Son, Jesus Christ. This was Paul's lifelong pursuit, as stated so clearly in Philippians 3:10. "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death." He was obviously pursuing an experiential knowledge of Jesus Christ, God the Son. When studying what the Bible says about Jesus Christ, it's clear he is omniscient, even as God the Father and God the Holy Spirit are. With him, what you and I experience chronologically as life goes on day by day, he knows entirely in the now. Nothing takes him by surprise. When he says, "I love you," he says it with full knowledge of what you have been, what you are now, and what you are going to be. Jesus says in Revelation 3:20, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." He can make that promise because when he's invited in, he knows up front what he's getting into. He knows what your needs are. He knows where you have failed. He knows what's kept you from turning to him and trusting in him. Take time right now to turn your life over to him by faith. Then be still and get to experientially know him personally.